open the door to the recently redone Chase Branch at One Grand Central, and you may think you've accidentally walked into the Apple Store. Everything's sleek and silver and tinted by blue lights. There's a lot of open space and no teller lines.
It's different. It's some of the newest and latest technology that the company has to offer. And these are called our express banking kiosks.
Branch manager Jennifer DeLuca points to a row of new ATMs sporting monitor-sized touchscreens. They handle the bulk of the traditional teller's job. You can get exact bills or even pay your credit card. Eventually, they'll dispense exact change. Attendants walk around to help customers, and there's even an equivalent to Apple's Genius Bar for the things the kiosks can't do, DeLuca says.
New debit card, you know, change of address, change of PIN, anything that we can do kind of quick transactions. It's Midtown Manhattan. Instead of taking you over to a desk and kind of going through all of it, we can get you in and out as fast as you'd like.
Walk up to the second floor, and all of a sudden you're in a traditional bank with your tellers behind glass and your bankers, loan officers, and financial advisors at desks. While this branch takes up two floors, Chase Innovation head Brad Nolan says by using machines instead of tellers, they can resize the branch.
Because of the automation, we're able to actually build smaller branches. And by building smaller branches, we can put them in more places, making it that much more convenient for our customers.
It also saves on real estate and staffing. So Chase isn't the only bank beefing up technology. The entire industry is moving toward boutique branches and high-tech ATMs. PNC Bank has been introducing machines that dispense ones and fives. Citi's got ones that let customers open accounts and pay bills. And Bank of America has virtual tellers where you can video chat. Put in your PIN, push speak with teller, and a face pops up.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome to Bank of America. My name is Carolina. How are you today?
Video chatting, touch screens, customized menus. Several banks are launching mobile apps so you can pre-order your money on the phone like a sandwich. Just stop by the ATM to pick it up when you're ready. Beyond cost, analyst Nancy Bush says banks are pulling ideas from the smartphone and plugging them into their products to capture customers who are coming to expect those features.
More and more, banks are dealing with a younger generation who don't wish to go into a branch, who are very technology savvy and prefer to access banking products through technology.
Banks have already brought in customers by meeting them on their own technological terms. Pew Research Center reports more than a third of adults use mobile banking. That's double the number from 2011. And more than half of us do at least some banking online. But that's had a funny side effect.
I never have to be at a bank. Like, there's physically no reason for me to be there.
When 25-year-old Jeremy Lurie needs cash, he can get it at the gas station or the supermarket, and he can deposit checks with his smartphone.
You take the check out, you log into your banking details, and you click the button that says deposit check. You lay out the check flat. You take the picture and it's done, and it's deposited.
If you think about it, that's a huge change in the very idea of banking. There's a cliche in the industry that bank was a place that you went. Now it's something you do, which brings us back to the branch. With the rise of online banking, the firm SNL Financial reports about 3% of U.S. branches have closed in just the past 4 years. Analyst Nancy Bush says that's good for cost savings, but it leaves one problem for banks.
They want you to be able to access services through technology, but they still see the branch, which they call the store, as their biggest revenue generator.
The branch is where you set up accounts, meet with financial advisors, and apply for loans, all services that benefit from a human touch and are more profitable. Banks are hoping new, smaller, more convenient branches will grab more customers looking for those kinds of transactions and leave the other stuff to the machines. For WNYC, I'm Ben Bradford.